sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, more great performances from our studio as we revisit some of our favorite in-studio visits from the past year. Coming up, you'll hear Jamaican mento music from the Jolly Boys, American indie rock from the musician known as Tune Yards, and a track you didn't hear on the air, a web extra from England's Billy Bragg. But we'll start with our most recent visit from Randy Newman. When he sits down at the piano, it's hard to tell where the interview ends and the performance begins, because he tends to punctuate his sentences with snippets of songs and lyrics. But this song stood alone. Louisiana 1927 is Randy Newman's retelling of a great flood that devastated parts of the American South in 1927. But it took on new meaning after the recent disaster of Hurricane Katrina. Here's Randy Newman performing the song in our Soundcheck studio earlier this year.
What has happened down here is the wind they have changed. Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. The river had busted through, clear down to Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. President Coolidge come down the railroad train. The little fat man with a notepad in his hand. President say, little fat man, isn't it a shame what the river have done to this poor cracker's land? Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
That is Randy Newman at our piano with his song Louisiana 1927. Not all of our favorite performances happened here in this studio. Some of them happened downstairs in our ground floor performing venue known as the Green Space. And that is where the Jolly Boys performed. The Jolly Boys is a group from Jamaica. They play a style of music known as mento, and they are led by their charismatic and nearly toothless frontman, Albert Minot, who regaled us with tales of playing on Errol Flynn's boat back in the 50s. The Jolly Boys have had a big comeback in the last year with their covers of songs by Amy Winehouse and the Rolling Stones and Iggy Pop. For us, they did a traditional Jamaican song called Emmanuel Road.
Thank you. nigga buck rock stone. Rock down my money with the road, y'all I'm wild, nigga buck rock stone. Duck them one by one,
y'all I'm wild.
You buck them a two by two,
y'all I'm wild.
You buck them a three by three,
y'all I'm wild.
You buck them a four by four,
y'all I'm wild.
You buck them five by five,
y'all I'm wild.
If your finger must no cry,
y'all I'm wild.
Your finger must no cry,
y'all I'm wild.
Remember the play we are play,
y'all I'm wild.
Remember the play we are play,
y'all I'm wild.
Yeah, the mama knew where the road,
y'all I'm wild.
That was the Jolly Boys performing in the Green Space back in February. More great live performances to come from the indie rock band Mountain Goats and DJ Spooky. This is Soundcheck.
WNYC support comes from BMW. The BMW 5 Series now features xDrive, BMW's intelligent all-wheel drive system. More information at local tri-state BMW centers. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. Knight Foundation promotes informed and engaged communities and helps NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. More at knightfoundation.org.
For the attention, set your sights on good fortune.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and all this week on the program, we are revisiting some of our favorite live performances from the past year. Many of them took place in the Green Space. This is our street-level performance venue here in Lower Manhattan. And this band, Mountain Goats, joined us there, led by one of indie rock's great storytellers, the singer-songwriter John Darnielle. Here they are performing the song Damn These Vampires in the Green Space.
Brave young cowboys of the near north side, mount those bridge rails, ride all night, scream when captured, arch your back. Let this whole town hear your knuckles crack. Sapphire Trans Am, high beams in rain, drive wild broncos down the plain, push up to the corners where the turbines hiss. Someday we won't remember this. Crawl till dawn on my hands and knees. God damn these vampires for what they've done to me. To the post outside, and let those glass doors open wide, and in their surface see two young savage things barely worth remembering. Feast like pagans, never get enough. Sleep like dead men, wake up like dead men. And when the sun comes, try hard not to hate the light. Someday we'll try to walk upright. Crawl till dawn on my hands and knees. God damn these bite marks deep in my arteries. Crawl till dawn on my hands and knees. God damn these vampires for what they've done to me.
Thank you.
That is the group known as the Mountain Goats, led by singer and songwriter and guitarist John Darnielle. Damn These Vampires comes from their album All Eternals Deck, a 2011 release, but that was a live performance on Soundcheck in our ground floor performance venue known as the Green Space. Now, occasionally, we travel outside the studio, and this past October, we broadcast from a pop-up gallery called Remix Lab in Chelsea Market, just a few subway stops north of our regular studio. One of the guests joining us was composer and author Paul D. Miller, better known as DJ Spooky, and he talked to us about his latest project called The Book of Ice, which was inspired by numerous travels he made to Antarctica. He also performed for our live audience with cellist Laura Metcalf and violinist Sarah Whitney. The piece is called Ice Sonification. Thank you. That was DJ Spooky in a piece called Ice Sonification, recorded back in October at the Remix Lab inside Chelsea Market here in Manhattan. Still to come, more great live performances from singer-songwriter Garland Jeffries and Irish rockabilly queen Imelda May. This is Soundcheck.
A thousand yards from the cyclone. Every time I turn and look around, I realize how much I love this roller coaster town. New York's the place.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're looking back at some of the best live performances from our Soundcheck studio in the past year, a time when we saw and heard the return of Garland Jeffries, the Coney Island-born singer-songwriter. He had a cult hit with Wild in the Streets back in the 70s and released a string of great and sometimes quirky albums. In 2011, Garland released his first new record in 13 years called The King of In Between, and it's a welcome comeback. He played the single from the album, called Coney Island Winter, on Soundcheck, live in the green space.
Across the Brooklyn Bridge, Coney Island on my mind. Brighton Beach is calling me from another time. Listen to the radio bringing waves across the color line. Each and every song is the color of music. On my way to school, I'm passing one more time. Sheep said, bathe the skies, the walking colorblind. Listen to the radio, Frankie Lyman's No J.D. Believe in every single word. It's the color of music. Vanity strikes, humility speaks. Insanity lives on the edge of the streets. This is a story. Happens every day. Politicians kiss my ass. Promises they break like glass. Royalty looks down, and me, I wanna kiss the ground. 22 stops to the city. 22 stops to the city. 22 stops to the city. 22 stops. Old walks, there's no time to weep. Dead man, a midnight creep. It's colder than a polar bear, but I don't care. Coney Island winter. Hey, Coney Island winter. Come rolling down her face, frozen on her cheeks. Steeplechase, no time to waste. Heaven blessed, heaven sent. Caught the angels, can't pay the rent. Jobs are gone, they came and went. All the money has been spent. All the games are broken down. Rust has fallen to the ground. They say they're gonna fix this town. Straight from City Hall, Coney Island winter. Coney Island winter. Last stop off for the Iron Horse. Ride shuts down on the winter course. Round and round, round and round. A Ferris wheel comes to a stop. Standing on mermaid and surf. Shutters have been shut. Colder than a knife that cut. Streets of summer. Coney Island strut. I'm on the picking up my own. Don't want to die on stage with a microphone in my hand. In my hand. Coney Island. Coney Island winter. Coney Island winter. Coney Island. Coney Island winter.
That is Coney Island's own Garland Jeffries and the song Coney Island Winter from his 2011 album The King of In Between. That was Garland and the band live on soundcheck downstairs once again in our ground floor performance venue known as the Green Space. Back here in our soundcheck studio, the Irish rockabilly singer Imelda May made a return appearance this past July and played for us the title track from her album called Mayhem.
Trains, let alone the few words the ladies may be saying about him. She freaks and tells her close friend that she never love again, but she never known I ever live without him. Wouldn't believe it if you seen it. Think so she threw a diamond ring out the window of a black cab and captain. He could take what she did, so he threw a hissy fit and he took it out and he won around and wouldn't believe it.
That's Irish singer Imelda May with Mayhem, title track from her most recent record. A performance from our studio this past July, a performance that was accompanied by some very charming and funny interviewing. I mean, Imelda May, like so many of the Irish, seems to have the gift of gab, and you can check out the interview with her in our archives at wnyc.org/soundcheck. This past June, Milos joined us. His full name is Milos Karadaglic, but you can just call him Milos. Everyone does, and that's the name that is on the front of his 2011 record called Mediterraneo, a survey of classical guitar music from around the Mediterranean, from Turkey in the east to Spain in the west. And Spain is the home to this piece, a classical guitar favorite called Recuerdos de la Alhambra, Memories of the Alhambra, by Francisco Tárrega.